Psalm 22 and verse 3 said, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. God is holy. He inhabit the praise. That means when we start praising him, when we praise God, are you listening? Like I said before, I heard somebody say this. He will come, God will come in the midst and take a seat. He inhabit praise. Praise is what he created us to do. The universe praise him. The moon, the sun, the star. Those things praise him. What about his own family? His own sons and daughters that he redeemed out of the hand of the enemy and made us like unto himself. That when one time there was nothing between Adam and God, but Satan sinned, and Adam sinned, and there was a separation. Amen. Go ahead, if you can, close those doors, please, ma'am. Miss Kathy, close those doors. Thank you, both of them. Thank you. But he, can you imagine the joy? Even God was when he brought to pass, he knew it would happen because God knew everything. But can you imagine when that time came that when he brought us, because he said it right there in the garden when Adam sinned. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is what happened. This is what he said, and this is what happened. I'm paraphrasing. He said, I will put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. You remember that? 3:15. I believe 3:15. What he was saying, you stole him. You lied to him. And you stole him. But what he said, I'm going to get him back. You just watch. You just watch. I'm going to get my man back. Matter of fact, he said it before then. He had said it in another place. Well, let me say it like this. He said it in another place in the New Testament. Jesus was destined to come before the foundation of the world. Before he made the world, he had already had this in place. And when the time came for him to manifest that in the earth, he just set it in place and it happened. Brother and sister, when we realize who we are in Christ. And this is why he wants you to understand these things just won't happen because you got an opponent, an adversary. Remember when Daniel prayed and Gabriel was released, sent by God, but he ran into some clouds of some opponents, adversary, the Prince of Persia. Y'all remember that story? And Michael had to come and help him. And Gabriel told Daniel, the first day you prayed, I was sent. But the Prince of Persia withstood me these 120 days. It didn't take him 21 days to get there if he came straight through, but he had to fight. And see, this is what you have to learn. This is why you don't let go of your praise. Because you're feeling the change, circumstances are changed, stuff around you change, the thing you're looking at will seem to blow up and get bigger. You don't give up your praise. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to do it anyway. Amen, Miss Ella. There were times when your daughter would look like the doctor said she wasn't going to make it. Am I right? Circumstances said she wasn't going to make it. Y'all just might wish to go ahead and give up. But look at her. Is she still here? I could go around this room. Is she still here? I want to tell you something. I want y'all to get wild as wild can get. I'm not talking about just in the flesh. I'm talking about getting lost in the spirit. Let the fire burn. Let the wind blow. Let the Holy Ghost flow. God, our Father got some stuff that he's releasing. There's a glory coming. There's some glory coming we ain't never been in before. Ooh, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. So he inhabit praises belong to him. And we're not going to cut him short by being religious or being shameful or whatever that's bothering you. And those that are young, those that don't know, we're going to teach them. We're going to train them. We're going to be a living example to them. My job is to teach and train so you can get the benefit of living for God. God want every one of you walking in hell. I don't care what you did yesterday. What you going to do now? Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. See, the devil start talking about what you going to do now. If you keep on doing what you did yesterday that got you where you are, if you keep on doing it, he's going to keep on holding you. But if you change and start doing what God said do, and he holds nothing against us, he forgives us, he cleanses us, because he bought us, he wants us, because we belongs to him, and he wants all of you, not some of you. So don't give up. We all know. Let's be real, okay? We all know if we keep living, one day I'm coming to the end of this journey. I'm not going to live in this flesh always. But while I'm living in it, let's live. Can I get anybody to agree with me? Let's live big. Let's live holy. Let's live for God. Let's live clean. Let's live that God be glorified. Don't be walking around complaining and grumbling about all of this. Tell the goodness of God. My life, that's what you want. My life is a living example of the goodness of God. He blessed me. He kept me. He fed me. He clothed me. He protected me. He taught me. He's been my God. And I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. When I feel like it, I'm going to praise him. When I don't feel like it, I'm going to praise him, because that's what I do. Praise is what I do. It's a weapon the enemy don't want you to get a hold to or on. It's a privilege for you, but it's a weapon to him. He can't stand it, because when praise show up, God shows up, and God is too big for the devil to handle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.